Hey, I'm JR.
And I'm Mike from the 18 Over Par with Mike and JR podcast.
Welcome to season four of the pod, where we'll continue exploring the sights, stories, and sounds of golf on the prairies, where you'll find some of the most golf courses per capita of anywhere in the world, and maybe we'll even drink some more beer this season.
That's right, JR. More beer.
It's the 18 Over Par podcast with Mike and JR.
You suck, you duckass.
Welcome to 18 Over Par with Mike and JR, proudly presented by Bryce Matluszewski, who is an investment advisor with Endeavor Wealth Management, part of IA Private Wealth, and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund. You can contact Bryce at 204-515-3446. I'm JR, he's Mike, and today it's our annual PGA Championship Gambling Guide featuring our PGA Tour and LIV Golf correspondent, Adam Awok Walker. He gives us his 2024 PGA Championship picks from Valhalla in Louisville, Kentucky. Well, what a splendid day. We had the chance to golf beforehand. We were talking about doing a live one on the golf course. We were at the Royal Assiniboine, a.k.a. the Assiniboine Golf Club, the gem of St. James on Ness Avenue in St. James, so close to the airport. A bit of a windy day. Started out a little cool, a little bit smoky, but it turned out to be a fantastic day. So I'm happy that we all got to play together and we shot all right. What were the final tallies? We want to talk about the final tallies.
We're actually going to put these out on the air.
We can talk about maybe the final hole then.
Yeah, final hole's great. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
we can say what the Golf Canada adjusted the scores to.
Yeah, that's right. What you'll see on the Golf Canada app. So, okay. Well, hey, you know, we've got a couple 80s on the board, 86, 87 for Mike and JR. Reverse those. JR won 86, Mike with the 87. And yeah, you know, just cracked the 100 mark there. 101 for Adam. So not my best.
Broke that. But you were on the winning team. So you were playing the men's night here at Assiniboine Golf Club, and your team won this past Thursday.
We did. We won on Thursday with the 118 on the best two net scores on each hole. So that was nice. Won a set of hats from the Assiniboine Golf Club. So always appreciate that. Yeah,
you need a new hat.
Definitely need a new one. Yeah, don't look at this hat. It's big black marks and sweat stains and everything.
We got to give a shout out to Glenny Mills for allowing us to record in this beautiful clubhouse.
Yeah, they revamped it. They put some new flooring in, some new carpet. They got sandwiches here. They got the pro shop upstairs. The wonderful Sarah took some pictures of us. And I got to say, this new generation, they know how to take pictures.
Great picture
Instagram
takers.
And stuff. Yeah. So yeah, go check out our social medias and you can find all that stuff. And speaking of social media, actually, let's give a shout out to Bryce Matluszewski, as we always do. He's an investment advisor with Endeavor Wealth Management, part of IA Private Wealth, and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund. You can contact Bryce at 204-515-3446. Just go to our bio on our Facebook or Instagram page, click on that link, our link tree will show up, and Bryce Matluszewski will be the first wonderful face there. And we also have some stuff on our latest interview, Justin Wilson, who he's been through some hard times, but he's turned it around. He's a PGA of Canada professional now, teaching professional. A fantastic dude, fantastic episode. So check that one out, along with this, the PGA Championship Gambling Guide. But I also want to shout out to this beer, Brazen Hall, again. Mm-hmm. They seem to find them just about at every golf course now. This is the Back Nine Blonde Ale, 4.5%, and it is tasty.
It's pretty good.
This already second or third of the day. Yeah. It's pretty good.
I like these Assiniboine beers here.
I mean, I certainly did a lot better on the back nine today, and I probably owe it to these beers.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give you your flowers, Mike. You've been putting in some work, and you too, Walker, having seen you when you were first started out to where you are now, you're golfing more consistently, and you put it together. You can put some good holes together. You got some big numbers at the same time on a couple holes.
Kind of lost focus in the middle there.
You birdied the last hole. You can do it.
Get that birdie on 18. You're feeling good at the end of the round. That's all that matters.
You just needed a snack. You needed a mid-round snack.
I did. I should always bring a snack because definitely was losing gas. Hey, this is third round in 4 days, so I'm bouncing back here.
It's tough. It's tough to do that when you're not used to doing that, and you're pushing around the bag, or you're lugging it around, you're having drinks, you're walking, you're doing this, you're doing that.
I haven't rode in a car once yet this year. Just pushing the old trolley around.
Yeah, it's a nice trolley, but also to Mike, working with Brianne Tikaruski, and your game is coming around. You're pounding the piss out of the ball. You just got to... You know, adjust, because you used to be a big left to righter.
Yeah.
Bit of a slice, and now you're hitting it straight.
It's just dead straight, full backswing. Yeah. The quarterback swing is gone. It's a full, and just blasting it, down the pipe.
Yeah. Just got to dial in those yardages and get my gaps together and figure out how far I hit the ball. There was a couple of nine irons that went 170 with the wind, obviously.
Yes, yeah.
You know, but once I dial that in, then I'll probably be contending for the U.S. Open.
Can't see why not. Well, maybe the Manitoba Open. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe humping a bag, something like that, doing the caddying. But I want to say, too, you got a nice new lid. Mm-hmm. You brought me one. So where are those from?
Yeah. So I found the algorithm brought me to Bird and Barley. I think they're based out of Edmonton. Mm-hmm. So fellow prairie folks. Great hats. I ordered three hats. They had a deal going on, and they sent us complimentary two more. So shout out to them. They're very nice ropes and great hats. Well, you know what? I'm going to put one into the Goats tournament as a prize. So we'll donate one of those. But shout out to those guys. Check them out. Bird and Barley. Great.
I should put them in our link tree. I'll make a note with my pen that doesn't work that I'll put them in the link tree. Oh, Mike, thank you.
Smooth move. I got a zebra.
Pen. It is a beautiful pen as well.
Nice pen. We got really good pens here.
We got really good pens. And hopefully we'll have some more merch coming your way too as well. Speaking of hats.
Yeah.
But we got some great lids and Mike's the merch king here. So just
I always delay the order. But they're on order now. Anyways.
You did mention the Goats tournament. There still are some single holes single gaps on some teams available. Mm-hmm. So just DM us for information. That is coming up at the end of the month. It is at Bell Acres. We got 21 teams.
21 teams, yep.
It's a modified shotgun, whatever that means. But I'm sure somebody knows. And
I think we'll have some good prizes out there. And
And maybe we'll have a goat roast, just like the Tom Brady roast. The goat.
Maybe. Like food or
well, I mean, if you can do it, you can roast a goat if you want to, but also we can roast some members of the Goats Beer League hockey team.
We should do that, actually, especially after 18 holes. It'll be a good time. Well,
there's some really good Goats-focused prizes, and then also, obviously, the golf tournament prizes. But
shout out to B-Way.
Yeah, AWOC probably has the Iron Goat locked down, as he does every
year. So what is the Iron Goat?
That's most games played. I've got two of them on the mantle at home, so looking to make it three.
I don't want to go too far into this, but the other interesting thing that B-Way, Andrew Blanchette, does is all-time stats. So he has all-time stats from the last 20 years of Goats hockey. And I think I just cracked 200 games. I know what you were at.
You get a plaque.
I'm pretty sure I'm over 400. Yeah. I'm number one on that list. It's been a lot of hockey.
That's how
it's been a lot of hockey.
Reach out to us. It'll be a great tournament, May 25th. And if you want to put a team in, that's awesome. I'm sure we can squeeze you in. If not, we'll accept any singles as well.
And we might see a professional from California.
Really?
He might come up and maybe fill one of those single spots or maybe do a beat the pro on one of the holes. So we'll see.
That could be fun. Yeah,
don't want to drop his name yet, but we'll see. We'll see.
Good.
So DM us. Just again, go to our Facebook, Instagram page, click on that bio and or just send us a DM. And
that's the episode.
Yeah, and I will give a shout-out to Cinnabon Golf Club as we are recording here. Used to work here 20-some years ago. I was talking to Sarah. I was like, before you were born, I was working in the depth. So they have the lower. So they have where the pro shop is now and where they had the members' locker room and the showers and the club storage and all that. So that's now closed. So everything kind of happens upstairs now. But, I was working in the dungeon of the Assiniboine Golf Club. I remember I was back there cooking food when I was 12, 13 years old and running the show.
Wearing the red hat.
Amazing.
Wearing the red hat. Yeah, there was a picture of me up on the wall there with my red hat on. I still have that hat. Maybe I'll bust it out for the Goats tourney. That hat's seen a lot. been to a lot of lakes, probably had a lot of liquor in it. But anyways, before we get into the PGA Championship here, Mike did mention the U.S. Open, and a huge shout out to Braxton Koontz, who we've had on the show, the number one amateur golfer in the province. He is into the final stage of U.S. Open qualifying, and we had him on the show, and he's playing Ball State Golf, I believe it is.
Yeah,
Ball State, and they're doing some regionals or something. They had a great year as well. So shout out to him. And then Austin Dobrescu from Brandon, who we're hoping to have on the show later this year. He's also into the final stage for U.S. Open qualifying. So we got some great golfers here in Manitoba. The courses are looking green. Get out there and play. And as well, if you need lessons, proof is in the pudding for myself and Mike. Go see your PGA of Manitoba professional, because damn, do they ever help you out.
Very much so. Yeah, can't say enough about that.
Yeah, certainly helping. Just need a putting lesson now.
That's right.
You'll get there anyways.
Got to go see the professor, yeah. Mr. Goodwin.
That'll be coming up, eh? Maybe there'll be a little video series around that. We'll see what happens.
Well, I did have 2-3 putts today, but I'm not going to blame that on me. We'll blame that.
Okay.
Certainly not blaming myself for that. I don't know who it was. Yeah. It wasn't me.
There's a lot of smoke in my eyes today.
All right, so PGA Championship. Let's dive into it. If you're doing your pools, or if you are doing your FanDuel or DraftKings, but the odds-on favorite, the guy who's just on top of the world right now, and for good reason, Scottie Scheffler. I have him at 3-1. He's got to be the favorite on pretty much everyone's board. But at 3-1, would you even bother putting money on him?
Well, that's the problem. But I mean, hey, that's what we said last time going to the Masters, and then he won. So. Yeah. Just, you know, mortgage the house, throw down $200,000 on it, come up, walk away with $400,000. Like, it's an easy easy bet, right?
Absolutely. I think Bryce would not agree with that, but
Bryce Mathis, you see, no, yeah. Not doing that one.
But I'll tell you, I think maybe this time it won't be Scotty, even if he is kind of on top of the world, because we've just seen Rory's kind of heating up and he's broken through. He won with Shane Lowry at the Zurich on the team there, and just cleaned up at the Wells Fargo with a really hot final round. And you know what? They've played a Valhalla before the PGA Championship 10 years ago, and guess who won? Rory McIlroy. So
he likes the course.
So this might be Rory, and we know he's won the PGA Championship. He's won the U.S. Open, won the Open Championship. So he doesn't have that mental block that maybe he's holding him back at the Masters. So Rory's kind of a nice pick for me today.
I heard he was putting very well today.
Yeah.
Well, when that gets hot, I mean, I think that's been the thing for Scheffler too, is Scheffler tee to green. But if his putter gets going, it's lights out. No one's going to catch him like at the Masters.
Oh, yeah. It's really hard to bet against Scotty right now because he's just got everything going right. But
new family man. Mm-hmm. So, well, I mean, I guess he's always been a family guy, but, you know, with a kid, that's going to probably mess with his mental game a little bit, or his sleep patterns anyways, but still, he'll...
Nothing seems to faze him. Yeah. I think he'll be fine. He'll be fine. I'm sure he can handle it.
Just wanted to throw that one in there. Some other folks, although I think he pulled out of the Wells Fargo, did not. Was that Ludvig Åberg? We didn't mention him for the Masters show, but I thought he pulled out. I thought there was some injury issues.
I think he had a back problem or something like that.
Because he's up there as top five guy for us.
Yeah. He's one of the, he's definitely the hottest kind of young golfer in the world right now. And he really kind of opened a lot of people's eyes. Opened a lot of people's eyes at the Masters.
Yeah, well, he did. And he's been playing some really consistent golf for the past couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
Been a pro now. Who else do we have up there? We got some live guys. Brooks Koepka, who won it last year.
Yeah, well, and Brooks, he just won at Singapore on live. So he's kind of rounding into form. I kind of liked him going into the Masters. He didn't really show up too well there, but definitely Brooks. I mean, he's won, I think he's got, two or three of these PGA championships in the cupboard now. So I really like Brooks. He's probably the top guy from live on this one.
Yeah. Well, you got to give credit where credit is due. Obviously, that's Johnny Scoops, Hillary's pick. You know, that's not your pick. Who could have seen Brooks coming? You know, he won last year, and, he obviously just won in Singapore. So I don't think you saw that one coming. That's all Johnny Scoops, Adam.
Yeah, I gave John a free preview of my picks a couple days ago, and then he went around telling everybody. He's like, well, I think Brooks is going to win. So I'm like, hey, I can't tell him my picks anymore.
You got to keep keep it low key around here. Got to save it for the show. Got to listen to the pod.
Yeah.
John Rahm's also up there, another guy from Liv, although it's funny. It seems like when these guys go to Liv, you don't really hear or see them too much until the major championships come around. So you don't really know where their games are at other than, you know, seeing Brooks, you know, winning and maybe, you know, Cam Smith doing his thing, being pretty consistent. But,
you know, John Rahm's always dangerous. He's always dangerous. But yeah, right now I don't think he's necessarily at the top of his game. So I probably wouldn't be on John Rahm. But, you know, any given week he could kind of step up and win it. But not where I'm looking right now.
Is there maybe... I always use the term dark horse, but someone who's maybe a middle of the pack, maybe, you know, a little bit further down the list that you think could potentially pull one off this week?
Well, one guy, I'm not going to go too far down the list on this one, but a guy we don't always talk about is Colin Morikawa. Like, he's definitely a world-class player, and, you know, he tends to kind of go up and down. Sometimes he's not really in the picture for, you know, months at a time, but he's kind of rounding into form for sure. And he's a major championship kind of player. So I really like Morikawa going into this one.
My guy was Bryson DeChambeau. Mm-hmm. He's won the PGA.
Yep.
And he's got his whatever 3D printed irons doing his thing.
Yeah. Great. Great first few rounds at the Masters. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was hanging around.
Oh, yeah, first round for sure. He was really good. And he's not really bulky Bryson anymore. Right. He kind of slimmed back down to a normal size, but he's hitting the ball really well.
Yeah, that's my guy. I had him at 28-1. So Cam Smith is a little bit above him, as are Brooks Koepka and John Rahm, the Ben Joaquin Neiman as well.
Yeah, I think both those guys were top five in Singapore for Live Golf. So Cam Smith again. This course I think is it's on the longer side. It's I think it will be the third longest course they played on the PGA Tour this year. So I really like a long hitter, but also kind of small greens. So the guys that have a good around the green game where, you know, they might have a bit of an advantage here, but you kind of have to put those both together off the tee and the short game.
Is there anyone we missed there, Mike? You're coming up with your notes? Hand-bombed, by the way, not even on the computer. You wrote them down in that beautiful pen.
I did, yeah. The printer at home is it's on the fritz. too many faxes and so I'm out of ink. So I had to hand-bomb it. I got Spieth on here. This will finalize his career Grand Slam. Not sure how he's been playing recently, but that was one of the, the talking points going into the tournament.
Yeah, he's an unpredictable guy. You never know when he's going to kind of pop up, but he's definitely... Not many guys that could do what he could do around the green. Nobody chips in like Jordan Spieth does. Yeah.
He's a scrambler. Yeah. He can figure that out. Yeah,
no question.
Yeah, the other guy I had on the list, not as a player, but just to mention, is Mr. Asterix.
Oh,
Taylor Gooch.
Taylor Gooch, yeah.
He was invited. What can you tell us about him?
The invite. Well, he kind of took a lot of flack, right? Because he's saying all the best players aren't at the Masters, so it doesn't really count for a real win. But, you know, he found his way into the PGA Championship, so he's got to back it up now. He's to be fair to him, he's been great, honestly, on the Live Tour, and he was playing the best golf of his career before he moved over there. So, made it. Who knows where he would kind of be, but I think he's a guy with a lot to prove for sure.
Wouldn't that be something? I wonder if that's why he got the invitation to come out there and play. Just say, okay, well, let's put your money where your mouth is.
Show us
what can happen.
I imagine that has something to do with it. Maybe Masters. My guy was Fitzpatrick. I think he was T22 at the Masters. Yeah. Not sure
he was playing all right.
The other guy, Ricky, our friend Ricky Fowler, I always got to mention him, but he was T3 at the 2014 PGA Championship in Valhalla. So
there you go. That was kind of in Ricky's time though. That's when he was on top of the world.
But he's back. He's back for sure.
He had got that win in the last year here, but also Jason Day is an interesting one because he just had a good finish in Wells Fargo. He's just been hovering around top fives, top tens, I feel like all year, and always had a great short game. So that's a guy I would also look at in kind of that mid range
and great fits.
Always interesting.
Sporting the Malbon.
Yeah, just like your head covers.
Did he have like giant rain pants on or something at the Masters? They were just like blowing in the wind.
Yeah. Well, he had the vest on, and they kindly asked him to change.
Please remove the vest.
Although at Wells Fargo this past week, yeah, he had some pretty good fits.
He did.
I didn't mind him. Maybe we'll have to message them and say, hey, we got a podcast. Maybe they'll send us a couple of shirts.
Yep.
Just like Bird and Barley.
Absolutely.
Send along the pictures that we just took today. They'll be like, hey, we got to get those guys in our clothes. Mm-hmm.
What are those guys wearing? Give them some decent fits.
No, come on now. One guy who's been popping up, and he always will pop up, is, of course, Tiger. He's going to be in the field. And I saw on Instagram that he was out there in one of the practice rounds, shot 62. But can he put it together for more than maybe two or three rounds?
That's the question. Struggle. Yeah. See, he's like me. We've got the same problem. You play too many rounds in a short period of time. You get tired. You can't play as good at the end. So that's all we're looking for,
he's
right?
He's got a lot of miles on that body,
yeah,
too,
yeah, he's
right?
Got a lot of miles, no question. And that car has been in a few crashes as well. So it's... But, you know, at any time he can step up and play really well. But yeah, the four rounds in a row is going to be a challenge. But
I see.
You know,
that
we're looking for him to make the cut.
Yeah, that would actually be a good prop bet. Or maybe if you have him in your pool and you're looking for someone else to maybe throw in there as a sixth pick or something, yeah, like that. And Phil Mickelson, both him and Tiger, they have the same odds, at least on one of the sites that I was checking out.
Phil just won this thing 3 years ago at Kiowa, so you never know, right?
That's right. And he was a runner up in 2014 at Valhalla.
Oh, looking good for Phil.
You should write down your notes every time. Never mind the facts.
I'm going to pull those notes over here to start stealing some facts I could throw out. Yeah.
All right. So maybe now let's go into some longer shots. We kind of touched on a few of them, but is there maybe someone that's really far down the board that you're thinking, hey, this is someone who can surprise this week? Maybe it's one of the likes of maybe Tom Kim. Sungjae Im, maybe it's one of those guys who can have a breakthrough.
Sungjae Im actually just had a really good week at the Wells Fargo. I think he finished top three here. So that's actually a really interesting one, because when he's on his game, he's just as good as any top player. Just awesome iron game. Mm-hmm. Awesome iron game. And yeah, if he's hot. And there's another guy, he's never really, he doesn't win a lot, but he's a... Alex Noren, he seems to always be popping up at the top. He's kind of more of a European player, but you know, he's probably playing 100-1 or more. And I don't know. I don't know. He might be able to do some damage at this one. So I feel like Alex Noren's an interesting name.
That is an interesting one. One that hasn't popped up on our show ever over the past four seasons of doing
this. The thing is,
I've never even heard that.
He never seems to close it out. That's the thing. So he's not really a household name, but he's always kind of, you know, when he's hot, he's kind of hovering around the top of the board.
Like
for
Xander Schauffele, even though he's up there on the board and had a pretty good at Wells Fargo. But you even mentioned it when we were out in the golf course today here at Assiniboine.
Yeah.
Said he just can't close it out.
Just can't seem to close it out. He can never, you know, he's had some big wins, but, you know, he's got no majors on the resume. He's Olympic gold medalist, so you got to give that to him. But, it's tough. He's a second place kind of guy. Like he puts it up so often, like so consistently, that you're just like, he's got to start winning. But until we see it, tough to go with Xander. Yeah.
How about yourself, Mike? What do you got there on your notes?
Okay.
Someone you haven't heard before?
Michael Block.
Oh.
If you remember the Cinderella story of him, PGA professional, can't remember where he is from.
500-1.
It is the PGA of America tournament. So I imagine they'll have some other club pros there, I think.
Oh, yeah. They get a couple dozen out there.
Blocky's in the field. Yep. So we'll see him again. But that was quite the story last year. And he had his 15 minutes of fame.
Well, he did. And he's also, like, he's got into several other tournaments since then, just because, you know, he's a big name, I guess, now.
He's got that draw, the social media draw.
Yeah.
People will come to see him and see him make some wild shot off a cart path or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting one. Yeah, I don't. Does he have a chance? Probably not. But maybe.
We sure wouldn't have been talking about him last year either, right? So any one of those guys could step up. I never thought we would see one of them
make the cut or something.
Yeah,
that's a good one as well.
I don't know, but it's tough. But
let's ramble off the Canadians because we got a big field of Canadians. At least as of when we've been recording this, we got Connors Penrith who won in Dallas recently, so got himself
Taylor
into
Penrith,
it.
The first career win on the PGA Tour.
He got a nice little, I like how on the PGA Tour, like, oh, he gets a beer bath from his, it wasn't a beer bath. He had a little bit of beer poured down the back of his shirt. And that was it. I think, was it Mackenzie Hughes that was there and did that? I thought he stuck around and gave him
a few props. Canadian guys always stick together, celebrate for each other when they win.
Yeah, so, and then Nick Taylor, Adam Hadwin, we got Mackenzie Hughes, and then Sven baby.
Yeah.
Sven baby in the lineup as well. So out of those, if maybe you're in a pool and you got to pick a Canadian, who do you got maybe finishing towards the top?
I think still Connors has still got to be the guy. He's just so good off the tee and his iron game is just, a lot of guys can't really compete with that. But Penrith, awesome off the tee, like absolutely hammers the ball. Mm-hmm. So he could definitely have a shot here. I would lean towards Connors as the top Canadian, but Penrith, he's an up and comer and he's really coming on now.
And I thought he also, had a few good weeks mentioning his win and then as well.
Yep.
Wells Fargo, he was up there as well for a little bit. Could be one of those guys, but it's good to see that many Canadians in the field, whatever Golf Canada is doing seems to be working.
Well, we went years without a Canadian winner. I think it's in, 2019 to 2022, maybe we didn't have a single one. And now we've had, Taylor's won twice, Connors won again, Hughes won again, Penrith won, Svensson won. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Really a kind of renaissance for Canadian golf.
Renaissance.
Yeah, and you got to give a lot of that credit to Golf Canada with their with their great app.
I was going
to
say, how is their app going? Didn't you contact them again? How many every week Mike's been contacting?
Mike's got
Golf Canada.
Open line with the Golf Canada app.
And then you follow up. So what's the resolution here?
He's mid-game in a match play game getting a ruling from the Golf Canada app support team.
Yeah. You know what? You can actually get, they got the rules of golf on the app. I don't know if you've yet. Yeah. Seen that in there. You can fire that up.
I go a step further and FaceTime them and then walk through the ruling. But there was a small discrepancy that I had from on the Glendale scorecard versus what was on the Golf Canada app. And there was a big...
it was a money game. You're playing a money game.
And, I got a stroke on a hole, according to Golf Canada, about the scorecard, no. And so we're still yet to see what the resolution is there, but I give them a call. Give them a call. They will appreciate it.
Pick up the phone.
Don't be afraid to give them a
call.
Shout
out to Amy. Amy always answers the phone. That's Golf Manitoba. And
shout out to Sarah here, too. If you do hear the phone ringing in the background, we are recording live here at Assiniboine, so shout out to Sarah picking up the phone. Assiniboine Golf Club's busy. It's a nice night.
She's cleaning clubs.
Oh, really? Look at that. As good as I used to do back in the day. Sometimes we had members who didn't want their clubs cleaned. No, and they'd just walk them to the back. I'm like, really?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if they thought we maybe did a shitty job or what.
Big cat,
touching the clubs.
The big cat Levy special. He wants 4 millimeters of dirt on the face of his club.
Bro hasn't cleaned his club since he got him 25 years ago.
That's okay. He doesn't listen. No. Can you tell us a little about the course, Adam? I know I can.
I was going to say, do you have the weather? Maybe while Adam speaks to that. Okay, good.
The weather is 27 to 30 degrees.
Whoa.
Celsius.
It's probably humid. Probably a bit humid down there.
Very humid in Kentucky.
Yeah.
It looks like it is. Right now it's showing some rain Friday, Saturday. So that could play. That could make the course play even longer than it is. They got the Zoya grass in the fairways. Apparently not a lot of rollout to the Zoya grass.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know.
Zoya?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the big grass greens, I think. But it should be kind of an interesting one. We've seen some lower scores there before, which is kind of, it is a long course with small greens, as I mentioned. So it'll be interesting to see kind of who can really put the low scores out there. But I do think we'll be getting down into the double digits. Like, I think there'll be a couple guys that if they're, keeping it in play in the fairway, they'll be able to put up a decent score.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the difference, this 2024 PGA Championship to the last time. It's now in May. I don't know when the hell it was.
I think it was August before, kind of like right in the depths of summer there. Oof. So now it's a little cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Louisville, Kentucky.
That's right.
Valhalla.
Louisville.
I heard it gets pretty humid down there in the summer. I don't know. It didn't.
I love that. I love golfing in humid weather. Uh-oh,
Sarah.
Clubs flying off the walls.
Yeah. Designed by Jack Nicklaus.
Oh, yeah, no
Jack
way.
Nicklaus
okay.
Design.
Jack
yeah.
Nicklaus Design.
And,
So there was one other, and I think he was doing actually
former Ryder
well
Cup here as well.
Was it?
Just the Ryder Cup also was played here. I believe that was an American win.
Well, yeah, usually is on American soil, and Europe seems to do well on European soil. But I always forget to pronounce his last name, and I want to write it out phonetically, but Christian
Bezuidenhout. Yeah. South
he is
African.
Really far down the list, but he's been playing some good golf.
Yeah, he's kind of an interesting guy. Yeah. He'll pop up on the leaderboard sometimes. I don't know if he's got any wins under his belt, but he's definitely like a top South African golfer mm-hmm. for sure. And he's been hanging around forever. Like he's been around PGA Tour for a long time. He's can do some damage. I don't know if I would be looking at him to win, but you never know.
Well, maybe it's one of those too, where if he got a good number on him, because he's got a good number coming in right now. I see like 175-1. But if he's getting close there, you know, maybe makes a cut. Could be one of those guys, especially if there maybe is some weather at play there as well. But go ahead, Mike.
No.
All right. I was gonna say, is there any other names on your list?
Funny you should ask. our buddy Justin Thomas, don't want to call him out because whenever we do, he doesn't do great. Well,
former PGA champion. JR might have called that one there. Yeah.
Sometimes when I shit on him, he wins.
And?
Because he's been playing like shit.
Do you know
not
where?
Not his best this year.
Where's Justin Thomas from?
Is he from Louisville?
He's from Louisville, Kentucky.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. And just for the hell of it, I wrote down a few other people that are from Louisville.
All right. Let's hear him.
We got Muhammad Ali. The cheeseburger apparently was invented.
Come on.
Yeah, 1934, Louisville, Kentucky. This person, arguably the best actress since Jodie Foster.
Since Jodie Foster, uh-huh. That's high praise.
Jennifer Lawrence.
She's from Louisville.
Incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big. Walker's blushing. Watch out.
Incredible.
Love Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
That's it? You're going to have a
long
more. List.
There's Inside more on your man. List. You just crossed one out. Who's that last one there?
It was Justin Thomas.
Justin Thomas. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it says Hunger Games. Just no to Jennifer Lawrence.
I like Hunger Games. It was good. Sure. I kind of use it as inspiration in my daily life a lot of times.
How? Tell us.
Well, it's very inspiring.
It's very inspiring. Do you guys remember what the trophy that the PGA Championship hands out? The name of it.
Oh, didn't you tell us this, ask us this every year.
It's the Wanamaker.
The Wanamaker.
The Wanamaker trophy.
Do you know the origins of the Wanamaker?
Yeah, I think it was a businessman. And he started the tournament, perhaps, or bought the trophy. It's a 2.5 foot tall trophy.
It's a nice one.
It's big.
Yeah,
big one.
Nice jug. Probably fill a lot of beer in there.
Yeah, the PGA of Mary used to own the Valhalla Golf Course. Sold it 2016 to some businessmen. I can't remember. One of the guys was an NBA player.
Yeah. Nice. Well, thank you.
You guys can Steve Nash or something.
I don't think it was.
No, he owns all the golf courses, Steve Nash.
You guys can Wikipedia that. We are affiliated with them. We donate to them once every five
years.
Well,
they're so damn annoying that they're saying, hey, give us a donation.
Yeah. So maybe Jennifer Lawrence will be there. I don't know.
That'd be great.
Anyone else there, Mike?
Is that where they do the Kentucky Derby as well?
It is.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Whoa.
Mystic Dan Mystic with the Dan. Photo finish last
What a
weekend.
Beauty. Yeah. Three horses at the line.
Yeah.
I was asking our good buddy who used to have a horse, Ryan Bell, Bellyhander. I was asking, hey, you putting any money on the ponies? He's like, nope, not this week. I was like, oh, interesting. Not for the Kentucky Derby. Not putting it down. But Mystic Dan, I think he was a bit of a longer shot.
Belly pulled out of the horse game.
Out of the horse game. Sold his horses at the glue factory, and that was it. I don't know if that's fact or not, but most likely what happened. They said we shouldn't. Rest in peace.
He said, you sold his house.
Okay. All right. That's all I kind of had for yours. Anyone else want to say anything? Because this is getting,
no, it's been a long day. We should probably shut her down.
No, we need some food.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get some food. They got some great sandwiches.
Sarah's giving us some side eye.
Yeah. She doesn't like us anymore, but she's been fantastic. Shout out again to Glenn Mills for letting us do this, letting us get out there and play and hack it up a little bit and slow down the course as we always do when we come out and play. But it was a great day out there. Come down to the Boneyard. Assiniboine Golf Club, the Royal Assiniboine here on Ness Avenue. And yeah, check us out on our Facebook and Instagram pages. Again, link is in the bio. You can get a hold of us there. Send us a tip, whatever you want. But thanks again for listening and have yourself a wonderful PGA Championship weekend. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
So long.
And you can count on me waiting for you in the parking lot.